Welcome. Thank you for being with me today for The Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. This week, we are going to explore Hesed, or loving kindness. Love is the single most powerful and necessary component in life. We were created to be connected to others. When God created Adam, He said, "It is not good for man to be alone." Love is the origin and foundation of all human interactions. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Love is both giving and receiving. Love allows us to reach above and beyond ourselves. It allows us to express another, to experience another person, and to allow that person to experience us. It is the tool by which we learn to experience the highest reality, God. Healthy love must always include an element of discipline, a degree of distance and respect for the other, an assessment of the person's capacity to contain your love. Love must be tempered and directed properly. Ask a parent who, in the name of love, has spoiled his child, or someone who suffocates their spouse with love and doesn't allow her any space of her own. Love with discretion is necessary to avoid giving to those that don't deserve it. There's love, and there is beautiful love. True love includes empathy and compassion, which makes it a beautiful love. Love is often fostered in expectation of reciprocity. Real love is expressed when one gets nothing in return, even when the other doesn't deserve love. Tiferet, or compassion, is giving also to those that have hurt you. It acknowledges the discipline of Gevurah, and it says that, nevertheless, compassionate love calls for helping all. Is my love enduring? Does it withstand challenges and setbacks, ups and downs of life? How much am I ready to fight for the love that I have? Does my love have spirit and valor? You can get locked in love and unable to forgive your beloved or to bend or compromise your position. Use humility in love, the ability to rise above yourself and forgive or give in to the one you love just for the sake of love, even if you're convinced that you're right. Arrogant love is not love. For love to be eternal, it requires bonding, a sense of togetherness which actualizes the love in a joint effort, an intimate connection, kinship, and an attachment benefiting both parties. This bonding bears fruit, the fruit born out of a healthy union. Mature love comes with and brings personal dignity, an intimate feeling of nobility and regality, knowing your special place and contribution in this world. Any love that is debilitating and breaks the human spirit is no love at all. For love to be complete, it must have the dimension of personal sovereignty. Today, examine the love aspect of love, the expression of love and its level of intensity. Everyone has the capacity to love in their hearts. The question is if and how we actualize and express it. Ask yourself, what is my capacity to love another person? Do I have problems with giving? Am I stingy or selfish? Is it difficult for me to let someone else in my life? Do I have room for someone else? Do I allow room for someone else? Am I afraid of my vulnerability of opening up and getting hurt? How do I express love? Am I able to communicate my true feelings? Do I withhold expressing love out of fear of reaction? Or, on the contrary, I often express too much too early? Do others misunderstand my intentions? Whom do I love? Do I only love those that I relate to and who relate to me? Do I have the capacity to love a stranger? To lend a helping hand to someone I don't know? Do I express love only when it's comfortable? Why do I have the problems with love, and what can I do about it? Does my love include the other aspects of Hesed, of loving kindness, without which love will be distorted and unable to be truly realized? Is my love disciplined enough? Do others take advantage of my giving nature? Am I hurting anyone by becoming their crutch in the name of love? Am I hurting my children by forcing upon them my value system because I love them so? Do I respect the one I love, or is it a selfish love? Am I sensitive to his or her feelings and attitudes? Do I see my beloved as an extension of myself and my needs? In my love, is there as much emphasis on the one I love and his or her ability to contain my love as there is on me and my giving? You see, rain is a blessing only because it falls in drops that don't flood the field. Help someone on their terms, not yours. Apply yourself to their specific needs, even if it takes effort. Offer a helping hand to a stranger. Do something that takes fight for a loved one. Does love humble me? Am I arrogant, notwithstanding? Or sometimes because I have the capacity to love? Do I realize that the ability to love comes from a greater, higher place, from God? And knowing that, shouldn't I enter into any love with total humility, recognizing the great privilege of being able to love? Do I realize that through love, I receive more than I give? Do I appreciate the one I love for this? Swallow your pride and reconcile with the loved one you have quarreled with. Start building something constructive together with the loved one. Highlight an aspect in your love that has bolstered your spirit and enriched your life, and celebrate. Let us pray. Oh, Father, my most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you for these lessons on love, on loving kindness, on compassion. Thank you, Father, for the love that you have for us, that you loved us enough to send your only son, that when you wanted a family, you planted a son and watched the harvest. Thank you for your love for us. Father, I lift up each one listening to the sound of my voice this morning, and I ask you to plant these words into their spirit as seeds of love. And Father, improve their relationships, improve their lives, improve their churches, improve their work experiences through this love. I sow these seeds of love, Father, expecting a harvest of love. In our world, there's fear, there's chaos, There's terrorism. It's like an eclipse. It's like an eclipse. Darkness is trying to cover the light. But just as the darkness of an eclipse moves off and out of the way, and the light reappears, your light is bursting through this darkness and beams. It's bursting into the lives of each one who listens to this. And may, as this life and light enters them, may it pass through and light the path for everyone that they encounter. May they carry it with them. May your hand of favor be upon them. May your hand of blessing be upon them. May your breath of life continue to blow into them day in and day out. Father, I thank you. I praise you for your love. In Jesus' name, I pray and I ask these things. Amen. Thank you, dear friends, my beloved, for being with me this week. Thank you for really listening. And I pray that these words of wisdom show you the way of wisdom, show you how to love better and more complete, and bring life into you. Join me again next week for the Way of Wisdom. And in between this time, come back to this site. Listen to the other teachings from the other speakers that are here. Because God has a message for you through each one. Won't you consider sending a love donation to Brother Dave for his willingness to get these words out to you, to bring better life to you, for his obedience to God. And won't you write in and let us know that these words make a difference. We love to hear from you. May God bless you. Until next week.